Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Redding City Hall on Saturday, April 26, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Warning, the Larry Elder Show has facts. Some people find facts uncomfortable. Bernie Sanders supporters, global warming alarmists, and those who find Kevin Hart funny.
Hold up. I saw a movie with Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston called The Upside. It was outstanding. And Kevin Hart, good actor. I take it all back.
I would like for you to ease up off the black man there.
To those listeners, we recommend you stay 3 feet away from your radio or listening device to avoid discomforting enlightenment. Thank you.
The following has been rated PC for politically correct.
Pay attention, you just may learn something.
It's the sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed, because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up.
You want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend.
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. We're going to talk about the vice chair of the DNC, David Hogg. Later on in the program, he may lose his job for threatening to primary moderate Democrats because he thinks the party needs to be more radical, not more centrist. I'm going to play Michelle Obama ripping the idea that black women are angry, and then admitting that she's angrier than her white friends. But first, a few things. I read her husband's first book, Dreams of My Father. And in that book, he ripped a guy named Ray, who was black. He knew him in Hawaii, because Ray was always putting out the race card. Barack Obama thought it was reckless, counterproductive to do that. Barack Obama, in his only race he lost, he primaried a Chicago congressman named Bobby Rush, a former Black Panther, because Barack Obama thought he was too radical. Remember during the O.J. Simpson case, when both the defense and the prosecution hired jury consultants to find out who would be the ideal jury for their side? And the jury consultants told both the defense and the prosecution the same thing. The ideal juror for O.J. Simpson would be a black female. Marsha Clark, the lead prosecutor, did not believe it because she had prosecuted a lot of men who had battered black women, and she didn't believe that. And Johnny Cochran, the lead attorney on the defense, initially didn't believe it, but he said, I've hired these people to give me their expert advice. I'm going to follow it. And one of the jurors, years later, admitted that she found him not guilty, not because of the evidence, but because of Rodney King. And when she was asked whether the other jurors felt the same way, she said 90% of us did. Barack Obama, at least before he became president, said all sorts of things to suggest that racism was no longer a major problem in America. He gave a sermon at a black church and said that the Moses generation, referring to the generation of MLK, has gotten us 90% of the way there. My generation, he said, the Joshua generation, has to get us an additional 10%, which I thought was reasonable. Because there was a Fox poll some years ago that found out that 8% of Americans believe Elvis is still alive. And 4 or 5% believe if you send him a letter, he will get it. So you have to kind of write off 8% of the people. So Barack Obama, before he became president, didn't say stuff like, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. Didn't say stuff like racism is in our DNA. Didn't talk about Ferguson being an example of the racism that America has. He talked about how far we had come. So I would imagine from time to time, it's probably been difficult for him to deal with Michelle Obama, who, when she was at Princeton for her senior thesis, wrote about oppression at Princeton, even though it was left-wing campus. Now, remember when Michelle said this back in 2008, 49?
I don't think we've seen that. But what we've learned over this year is that hope is making a comeback. It is making a comeback, and let me tell you something. For the first time in my adult lifetime, I'm really proud of my country. And not just because Barack has done well, but because I think people are hungry for change. And
first time in my life, 2008, I'm proud of my country. Here's what she said, ripping the notion that black women are angry while admitting that she's angrier than her white friends.
We grew up with women who weren't voicing the pain and the burden. They made it look easy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you make stuff look easy, people assume that you must like this.
Yeah.
It's okay with you, right?
Right.
You know, we don't articulate as black women our pain because it's almost like nobody ever gave us permission to do that.
And does anyone care?
Yeah, there's
no they care.
If we knew, I think we would care. If we knew.
Mm-hmm.
If we knew.
Or, you know, yeah, and we have to ask ourselves, the men in our lives is, you know, why wait to be asked?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems like what we go through is pretty obvious. I mean, maybe we're not complaining, but we're actually living life out loud, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see us carrying these babies. You see us working a job and coming home and managing, getting food on the table and handling doctor's appointments. And this is, you know, if you've got a partner,
mm-hmm.
right? I think some of us feel like, why should we have to ask?
Yeah.
You know, it seems apparent. And as black women, sometimes we, you know, there is that underlying thing we're socialized to believe from very early on that we don't deserve any better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's why it's important for us
mm-hmm.
at tables like this,
yes.
for women like us who
mm-hmm.
do have a platform to talk openly about the challenges that we face, not because we are complaining, which
right.
we don't want to ever be complaining,
mm-hmm.
But because we need to change, we need to turn that cycle on its head.
Yeah,
and we have to talk about our stresses openly,
mm-hmm.
you know. And also, as black women, we are so easily labeled as angry and bitter. And let me tell you some of the most hurtful stuff that I experienced, you know, entering this life of public service at the heights that we entered into was during my husband's presidential campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And just me telling the truth of who we were, you know. You know, just humanizing him as a man, saying he's, you know, he's a great man, but he's not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got his foibles and his flaws, trying to humanize him. The first thing that some female journalist said is that I was bitter. I was emasculating him just by sort of trying to tell the truth about what life is, right? And then you get labeled as angry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you talk forcefully or passionately about something, even if it's in the context of great joy and
mm-hmm.
pride, that the first label they put on us as black women is that we are angry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the irony is like, yeah, I am probably less light than many of my white female friends.
Mm-hmm.
I see
less,
that.
Less light.
Mm-hmm.
Not
you know?
Light.
Mm-hmm. L-I-G-H-T. Because I say this a lot. I mean, I see the difference and some of my white female friends, I see a lightness,
mm-hmm.
an ability to be in the world and see what's going on, but still be not as burdened about it as I think I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that what I see happen in the news, you know, the assault on immigration rights, the challenges that face our community, the inequality,
mm-hmm.
I think it burns at me in a different way.
Because it affects you.
Yeah.
It affects your children.
Yeah.
It affects you.
Yeah. So imagine, you know, we wake up
mm-hmm.
every day just carrying that.
Yeah.
You know, even if it doesn't directly affect me, sometimes I just have to stop reading the paper.
Yes.
So that I can stop thinking about mm-hmm. all that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, I don't know about you, Taraji, I can't stop thinking about it,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she wakes up every day in Martha's Vineyard thinking about oppression. And if she's not in Martha's Vineyard, she wakes up every day in the mansion she has in D.C. If not in the mansion in D.C., the spread that they have in Hawaii, it must be really, really, really rough. She's less light than her white friends. So Joy Reid isn't angry, she's just less light. Whoopi Goldberg isn't angry, she's just less light. Sonny Hostin, Jasmine Crockett, Ayanna Pressley, they're not angry, they're just less light than their white friends. I should be a little more sensitive. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Do not leave town.
Call in now and join the conversation. 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243.
You've heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't simply mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call. 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor 3-week quick start today. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the relief hotline at 800-505-8709. 800-505-8709. 800-505-8709.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Less light than her other friends. Wealth architect and founder of Axiom Wealth is back with us. Please welcome back to the program, Charlie Dombeck. Charlie, how are you?
I'm just covering my first knee replacement, but doing quite well, thank you.
Yeah, you were just telling me about that. Is it from sports?
Yeah, from years of playing tennis and basketball. I was essentially bone on bone in my knees for the last 5 years, and
yikes.
I kind of postponed it as long as possible, but I made the jump to go ahead and get the first one done and the second one in about 3 months.
You know, I've asked this of my friends who have had surgery like you have. I was not much of an athlete until later in my life. Do you think it was worth it playing the tennis and playing the basketball?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, statistically, they say that tennis adds 15 years to your life. I'm 64 years old, and I'm in the best health that I've ever been in from a wellness perspective, and I think playing those sports that involve trigonometry with your eyes and your brain in terms of targeting a ball back, and then the cardiovascular exercise is really beneficial as well. So, and the competition you've had for years and years of athletic performance is something you really value.
Right. So, Charlie, tell us what you do uniquely well in the financial services industry.
Look, my background is in accounting. I've been a practicing CPA for nearly years. I started my career back in the 80s at Ernst & Young, and after many years of service there, made some observations about how people typically get underserved by their team of financial professionals, and in particular their CPAs. And what I observed about many of us as CPAs is we're good historians. We tell you the story, tell you how much money you make, how much you owe, when and where to file your taxes, and oftentimes how to write some pretty large checks at the last minute when you least expect it. So I formed my firm, a CPA firm, largely in response to those observations I made. And my sole purpose behind forming my firm was to help clients recover dollars they unnecessarily pay in federal and state income taxes, and built a very successful boutique CPA firm with a national footprint, simply doing what others didn't. Did that for the better part of 20 years, helped a lot of people, and then realized that after counting people's wealth and seeing the debits and credits, seeing how people grew their wealth, there was another piece to the wealth acceleration or accumulation equation. I realized that 80% of any American's ability to grow their wealth was dependent upon two factors, how much you paid in taxes and how well your investments perform. I'd been a tax planner my entire professional life, done a great job there, but realized that many of the mistakes that people make when investing is they put all their capital in one asset class. Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and ETFs. My most successful investors invested very differently. They had some money in financials, which on average grew at a 6-8% rate over career work, which I consider slow growth, but they also diversified their capital into two other asset classes, passive investment, real estate, and alternatives. And those asset classes, one, allowed income to stay off the 1040 during years when you had high active income from your job, your business, or your profession, an opportunity to earn outsized returns compared to market performance. So what I began doing is finding and sponsoring investments that really had the ability to move the needle more rapidly for my clients in terms of investment performance, and trying to find those things that offered counter-correlated performance during periods of economic volatility. I have two things that do that very well. So I pivoted the business model to becoming more of a wealth acceleration expert or wealth architect, where I do two things really well. Help you save money on your income tax liability, by using codified strategies and by helping you responsibly redeploy a small portion of your capital into private investments, which have the opportunity to potentially earn high risk-adjusted rates of return compared to market performance, and smooth out the cycles like we're encountering today with the market volatility as a result of the tariffs.
I'm talking to Charlie Dombeck. He is the wealth architect and founder of Axiom Wealth. Website is awtaxes.com. Charlie, talk to us about the turbulence and the specter of tariffs that everybody's talking about. How do you navigate in an environment like that?
So, it's a very good question. So we've experienced very high volatility with intraday trading, big fluctuations during the course of the trading cycle as a result of the tariffs, as a result of the rhetoric around the Treasury Secretary, as a result of some geopolitical events. And that's going to continue for the foreseeable future until we get some traction. So the question is, what should the average American do? Many financial advisors say, look, we're in a 10% correction right now. Keep your money in place. Don't do anything. I really advocate active portfolio management. We're at still historical highs in many clients' portfolios relative to past performance, and we've gotten good equity performance over the last several years. I have a couple of core holdings that really do a good job of earning high rates of return in periods of economic volatility in the alternative investment space. So I say, let's take some chips off the table and let's reallocate some of that capital in particular to strategies that perform very well in economic volatility. I have one strategy, which is a hedging strategy that is in the Forex space. I've had it for 5 years, and over a 5-year period of time, there's been 2 weeks with a net loss. The most profitable periods of time were in August of 2024 when there was a 1,200-point market drop, the week after President Trump was elected, and most recently during these periods where we had very high volatility as a result of the tariffs. And so if we deploy capital into these, one is we earn outsized returns during a period when the overall financial markets are correcting quite rapidly, and we have the ability to preserve capital and a high yield. In this particular strategy, our trading strategies win about 75% of the time. But the size of the winning trades outpaced the size of the losing trades by a factor of about 8-1. And this strategy generates a very high yield for people who are looking to translate financial equity into cash flow, like many of us do later on in life. It pays a fixed preferred rate of return that ranges between 17 and 19%. And it took me 20 years to stumble across this strategy, and I made it available to my clients about 5 years ago. Audit financial statements. So these are the things that we should try and find. And I'm able to help clients be very responsible in terms of finding things that really give you the ability to make better use of your capital during these periods of time.
I'm talking to Charlie Dombeck, founder of Axiom Wealth. His website, awtaxes.com. Charlie, we only have about 45 seconds left. Do you expect your clients to have a certain level of sophistication and a certain level of net worth and/or income?
In order to participate in these off-market investment opportunities, which you really can't find with any financial advisors don't have access to these products, largely because they can't earn an asset management fee. We don't earn asset management fees. We charge a performance fee based upon how well the investment performs after our investors are paid. The key thing is you have to be an accredited investor to participate in these strategies with a minimum amount of income and a minimum net worth. Typically, it's about $250,000 of annualized income and about $1 million of net worth, excluding your personal residence. And I say to people, look, what does the foreseeable future look like? We have a lot of pressure on the equity markets moving forward, regardless of what happens with tariffs. We have an economy where we're shifting from government employment to private sector.
Ten seconds.
No better time to have an evaluation of your overall portfolio. You offer everyone an opportunity.
Charlie
to have
Dombeck,
a complimentary evaluation.
Axiom Wealth, awtaxes.com. Charlie, thanks a lot for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
This the face that they are making this their you know cause celeb. Gavin's kind of right, you know, but they've got it. They're the ones going on vacation to El Salvador.
We'll be right back, H. Politics.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Hello, food fans. Chef Taladie Mercurial here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Saw huzzah! That's right, join Linda and Carl Bott on Monday as we welcome the Renaissance Fair players. Let's find out what's going on at the fair, when, how, and the amount of fun you can have there. This and much more on Monday, right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
What you put into it. And now, here's Larry Elder.
I don't think we've seen that. But what we've learned over this year is that hope is making a comeback. It is making a comeback, and let me tell you something. For the first time in my adult lifetime, I'm really proud of my country. And not just because Barack has done well, but because I think people are hungry for change. And I have been desperate to see our country moving in that direction and just not feeling so alone in my frustration and disappointment. I've seen people who are hungry to be unified around some basic common issues, and it's made me proud. And I feel privileged to be a part of even witnessing this, traveling around states all over this country and being reminded that there is more that unites us than divides us, that the struggles of a farmer in Iowa are no different than what's happening on the south side of Chicago, that people are feeling the same pain and wanting the same things for their families.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. That was Michelle Obama in 2008 saying for the first time in her adult life she feels proud of her country. I guess she's had a relapse. Now, I've got a lot of choices about who I work with in the precious metals industry, as do you. That's why I chose Nick Grovich at AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick is hands-on, enjoys giving honest advice. Have you bought coins before? Do you currently own collectible coins, or do you invest in precious metals? If so, AmFed offers free coin performance reviews. So, why not get a second opinion? AmFed buys coins and bullion at any time, regardless of from whom you bought them. It's easy and transparent doing business with AmFed. AmFed requires no lengthy contracts. They shake hands over the phone, and you've got a deal. They mail you an invoice, and once they have the funds, they ship your metals. Easy. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion today at 1-800-221-7694 or go to AmericanFederal.com. That's 1-800-221-7694 or go to AmericanFederal.com. And if you're in the Phoenix area, make an appointment and visit them in person as I have. You will be impressed. AmFed Coin and Bullion, AmericanFederal.com, 1-800-221-7694. Remember all that speculation that Michelle Obama may try to run for president in 2024, and that Democrats' polls show that she would be a formidable candidate if she were to throw her hat, sorry to say purse, that would be sexist, hat in the ring? I knew she wouldn't. She doesn't have the temperament for politics. She's thin-skinned and, dare I say, angry. And when she was first lady, she complained incessantly about being in the fishbowl, felt that she was being judged unfairly because she was black. Said it over and over and over again. And as she was nearing the end of their second term, she said she couldn't wait to get out of Washington, D.C. Never mind her husband topples Hillary, who was extremely well-funded, all ready to go, and knocked her off the campaign trail, became the nominee, came out of nowhere, had been in the Senate for, what, maybe 2 years. People couldn't even pronounce his name. And he becomes the nominee and then wins the presidency. And that didn't give her a sense of pride and feeling that maybe, just maybe, this place ain't so bad. But apparently not. But she's not the only person who's very, very angry. Here is a BLM influencer. Listen to this, number 51.
One way black people achieve true liberation, that's by taking in blood. There has to be blood all over the floor. There has to be bodies on the floor. There has to be people screaming and crying. That is the reality. And this is what history shows me. No amount of begging, no amount of complaining, no amount of protesting, nada, is going to get you your liberation until you take it with blood. You see? So this is why I sit back and I don't play along with any of these black people talking about it's a spiritual war, this, that, because when those cops are going into our neighborhoods and shooting our babies, that's a physical thing. You see, y'all so worried about the spiritual world, but you're not worrying about the world that's right in your face. When we're getting thrown in prison, that's a physical thing, right? Address the physical. You see, this is why I say don't hit my phone until y'all ready to do what I know we got to do. When y'all ready to go outside and hunt them white boys, hunt them cops, go to that white boy's neighborhood and hit up. When y'all ready to do what I know we got to do, hit me. But until then, I'm not playing around with y'all because it's all of these excuses for why we don't want to do it. Why? Many of us are scared. You know what I mean? Many of us are complacent in our oppression. You know, many of us don't want to burn the relationships we have with white people, all of these things. So I'm going to sit back and do my thing. When y'all ready to go outside and take blood, hit me anytime. But you see, a lot of us are not ready to do that. But I'm trying to tell y'all, there is no freedom, there is no liberation for our people until there's blood on that floor, on that battlefield. And that's the truth we don't want to admit.
A lot of black people are, quote, complacent in our oppression, close quote. Please call me, 888-971-7243. Tell me how black people are oppressed. As I said many times, the police are more hesitant, more reluctant to pull the trigger on a black suspect.
Larry Elder here, and I'm excited to tell you about my new movie called Electric Vehicles, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. Now, I love my gas-powered car, but I also care about the planet. And so I pose the question, are EVs really better for the planet than gas-powered vehicles?
An electric vehicle is a computer with four wheels and some seats.
Torque is instantaneous. The batteries are lasting very long.
Charge them at your house using solar is amazing.
What do you do with these batteries when they go bad?
Long distance, they create anxiety. Sitting in the parking lot just burst into flames.
The components are made in China, so there could be tracking mechanisms put into Americans' cars.
We're going to be relying on China.
It's not just a movie about cars. It's about how we choose to shape our future and the ethical, environmental, and security issues they create. Electric Vehicles, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, produced by Impactful Pictures. Watch it or buy the DVD now at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com.
We all hear radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6745. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6745. That's 800-575-6745. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. So, Elder, do you really take Relief Factor? Answer, every single day. Does it work? Well, I wouldn't take it if it didn't work. I've got some issues, and when I take Relief Factor, they went away. I don't want them to come back. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps my body fight pain naturally, developed by doctors. Relief Factor works by supporting the body's response to inflammation. It doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's safe to take daily. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it becomes. Whether neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help. Over 1 million people have turned to Relief Factor. Every day you feel better is a day you live better. Give Relief Factor a try. With their pain-free trial, you can get a 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, ReliefFactor.com. James is in, is it Arvada, California?
Colorado. Thanks. Hi, Larry.
How are you, James?
All right. I just want to make a comment about this thing about oppression. But first, I want to ask you, have you heard about this story in Birmingham, Alabama, where this 22-year-old young black man has killed at least 14 people?
I have not.
I want you to check it out. It could be even more, they say. My brother's down there, and he had been telling me about this story.
Okay.
And I finally seen it on the internet. And he's 22 years old. And all these people he done killed is black. He killed a fireman. He killed a UPS worker. People was hiring him to kill people. And they say he's involved in 3 or 4 other shootings. It could be around 20.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will check it out, James. I will check it out, James. I'm from Los Angeles, and I grew up in South Central. One of the most prolific serial killers is in that area. He killed about 30-35 people, as far as I know. And this is not that long ago, in streets not far from my own home. The fact is that blacks are overrepresented when it comes to serial killers, just as we're overrepresented when it comes to homicide, when it comes to robberies, and when it comes to interracial killing between blacks and whites, it's rare. But every year, there's roughly 750, and about 500 whites are killed by blacks. 250 blacks are killed by whites, even though whites have a much bigger population. So it's a lie that blacks are being persecuted. It's a lie that whites are killing black people. And that's just talking about homicide. Let's look at non-homicide violent crime between blacks and whites. Every year, roughly 600,000. By that, I'm talking about attempted homicide, attempted manslaughter, assault with an aggravated weapon, or rape. Roughly 600,000. 85% to 90% is a black perp and a white victim. Only 10% to 15% the other way around.
I know, but I don't hear anything about this. 22 years old, this guy.
Wow.
22.
Well, James, I will check it out. Thank you very much for calling me. Can you get Zach on that and see if we can find something about that? Gene is in Bermuda Springs, Colorado. Gene, you're on Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Larry. I love your show.
Thank you.
And actually, I'm from Bonita Springs, Florida. But at any rate, I was listening to your program in reference to why you're asking why blacks are oppressed or feel oppressed. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I've been in the service. I'm white, obviously, but I've been in the service. Amongst black friends, work construction with black friends. I don't know. I don't see where there's any oppression, but I think maybe we'll both agree as to exactly where the oppression may have started. And I think we go back to, maybe around, 2010, I believe, Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Barack Hussein Obama and the angry black woman, his wife. That's when the oppression became so, as in their terms, evident. You know, and I blame them. That's where I think the oppression of blacks started, and it has not gotten any better since. And that's my opinion.
Well, Gene, I don't disagree with that. Look, when Barack Obama got elected, both blacks and whites thought race relations would improve. When the man walked into the Oval Office the third week of January 2009, before he had signed any executive order, before he had done anything, his approval rating was over 70%. President Trump is roughly at 44%. I think the highest he's ever had has been 53%. This man walked into the Oval Office and, of course, won the Nobel Peace Prize, having done nothing, at 70% or more. When he left 8 years later, both blacks and whites thought race relations had gotten worse because the person they thought they hired, Americans thought they hired, was the Barack Obama that I mentioned, the one who gave the speech and said we're 90% of the way there. We only have 10% left to go. The Barack Obama who went on 60 Minutes as a senator, and he was asked, Senator, if you don't win, will it be because of racism? And Obama said, no, it will be because I've not articulated a vision that the American people can embrace. He wouldn't let Al Sharpton get anywhere near him when he ran for president the first time because he didn't want people to perceive him as being angry, as catering to the angry side of the spectrum. The man gets elected and does a 180. The first time was the Cambridge police acted stupidly. Remember the white cop shows up because a neighbor calls and this Harvard professor, who's black, had broken into a home. He broke into the home because he forgot his door key. The neighbor didn't know that. Calls 911. White cop shows up very politely, asks him to come outside and show ID, and he refused. Cops in the attitude. Briefly got arrested. It was sorted out, and he clearly was the owner of the home. And Barack Obama, who had known this professor for years, instead of saying, I called him last night. I said, what are you doing? A lot of young black men are getting killed because they're not cooperating with lawful orders. You were given a lawful order. You didn't cooperate. You're a tenured professor at Harvard, for crying out loud. You have an obligation as a role model to behave more responsibly. That's what I told him. That's not what Obama said. The Cambridge police acted stupidly. And then there was a whole series of other things like that. If I had a son, he looked like Trayvon. Ferguson, as you know, was complete horse bleep. Michael Brown did not have his hands up, did not say don't shoot. The officer was completely exonerated. And Obama giving a speech before the United Nations says, when you hear the term living better, what do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht. What about how you feel physically? How you wake up every day? How you sleep? What activities you can and cannot do. When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or even eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. So give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call. 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF. Wherever you're hurting, in 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF.
I'm Dean Owen, CPA. Tax laws are always changing. That's why you need a plan to pay the least amount of taxes. Because if your business and income and retirement planning is not tax smart, it's probably tax dumb. Let's fix that today. Call me, 270-554-0720. Or go to the website, owencpa.com. That's owencpa.com. Let's disinherit the government and not your kids. Helping you pay the least amount of tax legally is what we do. This is who we are. We are unapologetically pro-American, pro-God, pro-life, and pro-Second Amendment. If those are the values you look for in a tax and money advisor, give us a call. That number again, 270-554-0720, or check us out on our website, owencpa.com, owencpa.com. Give us a call today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as
because it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-505-8709. 800-505-8709. 800-505-8709.
Hey, Larry Elder here. Enter to win a trip to Los Angeles, sit in on my radio show, and have dinner with me to talk about my new film, Electric Vehicles, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. Available right now on SalemNow.com. Enter now at LarryElder.com/VIP. No purchase necessary. 888-971-SAGE. 888-971-7243. Next hour, we're going to talk about David Hogg, the vice chair of the DNC, and why he wants to primary moderate Democrats, something that may cause him to lose his job. I'm holding in my baby brown libertarian fingers an article about the man that the caller just now mentioned, the man in Birmingham, Alabama. His name is Damian McDaniel. Why this isn't a national story is beyond me. 22 years old, charged in 14 murders. The date of this story is February 26, 2025. According to the Birmingham Police Department, charged in the murder of a Birmingham firefighter, Melton, his name is Jordan Melton, was shot and killed July 23 at a fire station. Second firefighter, Sergeant Jamal Jones, was also shot. McDaniel was also charged in connection with the murder of Mia Nixon, shot and killed January 24. Prosecutors also charged McDaniel in connection with the murder of Anthony Lamar Love Jr., shot and killed in April 2024 at a UPS facility. A second suspect, Charles Nance, was also charged along with McDaniel. McDaniel was also charged in the murders of 11 people following two separate mass shootings at Five Points South in September 2024 and Trendsetters Lounge in July 2024, where several others were also injured. The authorities say they don't have a possible motive in these crimes. Now, the caller said that all of the victims were black. There's a picture of him, Damian McDaniel, and he is black, but I don't know anything about the race of those who were killed. But the caller said they were all black. Unbelievable. And I mentioned I live in South Central. There's a guy named Lonnie Franklin Jr., and he evaded capture for something like two decades. And he was charged and convicted and connected with at least 10 murders. Some people believe it's as many as 30 murders. His nickname was the Grim Sleeper because he was a serial killer who killed and then waited a year, 2 years, 3 years, killed again, and then waited a long time and killed again. During the trial, he was linked to 14 slayings, including four women he wasn't charged with killing. Some people suspect he might have killed as many as 30 people. But during the trial, he was connected with 14 homicides. The gentleman who said the only way for blacks to lose their oppression is to start hunting down white people. What about blacks who kill blacks? I'm Larry Elder.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Royce. I've been serving the Redding community with state-of-the-art chiropractic care for over 27 years. If you're dealing with knee pain, you should know there is hope. Whether you've been told it's a meniscus, a ligament, or that it's bone on bone and you need surgery, you're going to want to hear this. I found something that's helping a lot of people get real relief without drugs, injections, or surgery. It's called soft wave therapy, and I'll be demonstrating it live at my upcoming event. Join me Tuesday, April 29th at 5:30 p.m. at From the Hearth downtown. It's only $30 and dinner's included. It's a relaxed, informative workshop where you can bring your questions and even your doubts. I'll show you exactly how it works and show you how so many people are getting back to the things that they love. Walking, hiking, golf, gardening, pickleball, and just to living pain-free again. Are you ready to get back to your hobbies and to your life? If so, go to reddingpain.com now to register. I can't wait to see you there. That's reddingpain.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.